Good rising, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. I am Taylor Andre. Waking up with Taylor Andre has absolutely nothing to do with the time of day that we link up, but about waking up your third eye with unorthodox conversations leading to universal consciousness. So today I had a conversation with my Nana, and I love my Nana so much. She is the only grandparent that I have. And I remember, like, every Nana said. And my grandmother has always told me, you know, how important it is to upkeep your yard and how important it is for, like, curb appeal. And I'm learning it more, not just learning it, but, like, it's really being instilled now as a real estate agent on how important it is to have your curb appeal and your yard looking amazing, spectacular, because it just makes you feel good about yourself and it makes your neighbors feel good about your neighborhood. But I also am taking this lesson learned universally as far as, I don't know if you guys are familiar, but when the trash man comes, he picks up the barrel and just throws the trash in. Sometimes trash goes flying everywhere. And other people's trash always comes into my yard. I don't know how my yard is always the yard that other people's shit ends up, like, finds a home in my yard. I hate it. Absolutely hate it. But people find a home. Trash finds a home in my yard. So, with that being said, it is my responsibility to clean up their mess. To clean up the mess that's around my house. To clean up the mess, the trash that's in my yard. Even though I did not make the mess, it's still my responsibility to clean it up. Now, let's take that a step further. We are surrounded around people who dump their trash on us. They dump their trash on us mentally. They dump their trash on us physically. They dump their emotional garbage on us every single day, whether it's your spouse or your children or your best friend or your coworkers. You have all of this emotional weight on you, this spiritual weight on you, this energy that is unnecessary, and you didn't create the problem, you didn't start the problem, you didn't ask for this emotional garbage, spiritual garbage to be thrown on you, but it is your responsibility to clean up other people's trash and to make sure that you are cleansed, that you are good, that you are clean, and that you are at peace with self, regardless of the chaos that ensues around you. So, in this episode, other people's trash is your responsibility. And as a youth, I would have called bullshit. As a youth, I would have been like, yo, that's their problem. It's not my problem. But truly, the parable says, when I was a child, I thought like a child, and then I grew up, and now I think like an adult. And that is definitely one of the things that is hitting home for me as an adult, is realizing that it doesn't matter who made the mess. If it is making me look bad or feel bad, again, going back to the curb appeal of the trash being in my yard, if it makes my yard look bad, it doesn't matter who made the mess. It's my responsibility to clean it up because it's my yard. And if other people, it's your responsibility to clean up the motherfuckers in your life that are causing you all of this garbage. All this garbage is your responsibility to clean it up. It's your responsibility to take inventory on the friends that are there and the coworkers that are there and the job that is there to support you and lift you and take you to the levels in which that you want to go. And it's your responsibility to align yourself with energies that make you feel as clean and beautiful as the curb appeal of the trash outside. Take responsibility and stop blaming other people, even if it is their fault. It's your responsibility to be mindful of the time and energy that you spend with people that don't deserve your time and energy. I thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. And I hope you have an amazing day. Mwah. If you know anybody looking to buy or sell real estate, I go on rant all the time about this nonsense that's taking place in Boston. And if you guys knew what I was working on when it came to the fuckery, yes, city been screwing a lot of people. Yes, city, the city of Boston has been screwing a lot of people out of a lot of money. And these affordable properties that are going up, we're going to create 20,000 new homes. If you guys knew at what cost, if you really knew these backhand deals, I'm going to let this shit unfold like, what are those, you remember them things back in the day? Yep. Unfold, 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 because that's what's happening. I'm just going to sit back and report on it. I thank you. I love you. Wilkerson, what's going on, Auntie? I hope you guys have an amazing day. Mwah.